Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. Well, then you can be the headphone wearer.
I'll do the honor.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I'm wearing the headphone.
Okay.
So, I personally think that whatever this mushroom tip is, works really well.
I'm kind of sad that it's not the Merkin.
I don't know. I think if you like look at it, I think you like pinched it because there's an air bubble in it. And I'm just telling you that even though it looks yes, in,
don't you
in
need
that
space?
In that does application the, you do, but not in this.
Does
you
the condomized. Fur Merkin have a plastic underneath?
May I see?
I don't know.
I think she's talking about she wanted your Merkin hair.
Well, I mean, it's very soft. It's like rabbit fur.
It is level. Rabbit fur.
Maybe it is.
Is it Gore-Tex like under here?
How many animals were killed in the making of this Merkin?
This is probably synthetic.
Yeah.
It's probably actually made out of plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, if I put it on a heater, it would probably melt.
I bet so.
And rabbit fur wouldn't do that.
That would be lovely.
No.
This reminds me a little
Merkin.
Bit.
Milton Merkin. Oh my gosh. Moaning Milton Merkin.
Gosh. Okay. Have you guys ever worn a Merkin?
No. I wore the one you made me just as a joke around.
Well, now that I
want to know more about this. When did you wear it?
I just put it on just to see. I was going to send you a picture.
Well, now that I have no hair, maybe I need a Merkin for those times.
You know, I still run full bush. I can still get full bush. I have
you
to
had
shave.
That.
I did. I had. I still have to shave every
because
day.
Because she's blonde.
Well,
yeah.
Didn't that work?
You have to like.
Didn't that work for you?
No, it didn't.
No, when you're blonde, it doesn't pick up on the hairs. Oh. Like you have to.
Well,
have
it worked for me.
Dark hair.
Because I did it right after
skin.
You.
I know. Yeah.
We had a laser treatment.
So did I.
Oh, did you have professional laser?
Yeah, you. I hooked you girls up. Yes, I got on all fours and I was like, you know who I want to have
all fours?
This done.
They didn't make me do that.
You didn't stick it up?
No.
You didn't wiggle
they
your money
maker?
They just
had me like,
she had
like
me do.
My
oh, because that's so much better.
She had me do a couple things. Like I was on my hands and knees.
Seriously?
I was in baby pose.
I think the one time she had me doing her dishes, she just went too far.
I never did all fours. I never did child's pose. I never did baby. No, like
baby
it
got
was
back.
On my side. And I'd have one leg over, and every once in a while she'd be like, okay, pull your butt cheeks apart. And that was it.
Oh, I had to do, I did baby pose, and I also did like all fours.
And we all went to the same place. So.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
You tell me what's going on.
Well, I think I'm
have
a little
have you
bit...
had to go in for treat touch-ups?
No.
No? Mine was growing back, so I had a couple. I've gone back twice.
Oh, I mean, probably I should, but it's not like
mine just never. Mine never went away. Yeah, I could, if I wanted to, I could still grow it in. You know what's crazy though is now I have to say it's like a little bit less that it grows in, but now like you know, the hair trail down your leg. You know the sexy ones. You know, you get the, like that chin hair that just becomes like an inch long dangling.
Okay.
I get that out of my mid-thigh coochie area.
I have at work, like everyone, I have a collection of people like their chin hair. So I'm like, oh, it's time to pull that thing. And I save them and I write their name next to them. And
you
they
do
have
not.
A competition.
You do not. I think I'm
You just hope you don't ever grow one because they're going to be watching for your.
Oh, no, I do. I definitely have them, but.
You're never a contender?
I'm never a contender. I yank that. Like, I constantly.
You know what? My eyesight these days it's so bad I can't see shit on my face.
Okay.
But in the sunlight.
I can't, like, I can't see anything that's going on. I'm always, like, I looked in one of those magnifying mirrors the other day. I was horrified. I'd be like, what the hell's happening to my face? So there are so many things happening. I've got hair, and I've got big blackheads, and I've got, like,
Don't use a magnifying, and you'll be fine.
Do you know what's really bad, though? Nobody's vision is
like that. I don't. I decided I'm never looking at one of those things again.
The worst thing is, guys, though, is when you notice, like, I'll be driving and you get, you know, stopped at a red light. And then that's when the sun shines in through your car and it, like, glares down and you realize that your eyebrows are connected and you've got, like, these big old, like, I don't even have black hair, but, like, I'm like, holy crap, I have beautiful, thick black hair up my nose. And
that's good.
Have you ever waxed your nostrils?
I've never waxed them, but I pluck really the crap out of them. I only because
you told me, like, the secret trick for sticking a popsicle stick up and then you yank it out.
It hurts.
For, like, a second.
Yeah.
And then you get over it.
Yeah.
But I read in a book that, like, the more nose hairs you have, the better filtration system you have.
Of course, of course.
And the less allergens that you
do. That's why they actually,
like, a filter. They're in there for a reason.
That's why they call them snot nose kids, because their nose hairs haven't grown that much.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when I had my nose surgery, and he's like, okay, so he explained to me, there's no hair in your nose right now, so you're going to be susceptible to, I mean, he was a kook anyway, but I don't know how much. When I had, like,
why did you have to have a nose surgery?
Because
it was before you met her.
It was really
before? That long ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Because I had such a bad sinus infection. The doctor I went to was like, we need to clean out your sinuses.
You rotor-rooted your sinuses.
Yes.
So they, like, power washed it?
I guess.
They did that to Kyle, too.
I remember that.
It didn't help. I didn't really help, but I figured it. I saw another doctor who helped me out a different way. But at any rate, he was saying that you're going to be more susceptible to getting sick because all of your nose hairs are gone. So you want to be really careful.
I mean, I'm going to start growing a bushy nose if I can.
I'm not. I'll just get sick.
I'll just trim the nares.
Don't you love those old men who just have, like, hair coming out of their nose and their ears?
I hate it. It's awful.
Well, I see it all the time. They're like, make sure, Joan says, make sure you get those hair in my ears. So I got to make sure I get the hair that's coming out of their ears.
White.
And then, you know, I don't ever do their nose hairs, but I do their eyebrows and their ears. They sometimes have, like, you know, hair going way down the back of their neck.
In the neck.
Yeah, I get them all cleaned up.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys ever, like, I mean, do you ever, I mean, you groom your men. We all groom our men.
I mean.
Ben won't let me.
That's got to drive you crazy. Okay, you're, like, a professional, too.
I've always buzzed.
Yeah.
Brad, I give him the fade. Is that a haircut? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I watched a DVD on it, like, 20 years ago.
You need to update to the Paul Mitchell 2025.
This is early 2000s.
Sohan.
And my first, probably Wall, WHL, like, buzzer clipper set that I bought came with a DVD.
Oh, my gosh.
Of instructionals, and there were, like, four different cuts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the fade, that would be one for you. And so we've just done
great on
the
you.
Fade ever since. I can't remember the other one. One was like a flat top.
Ooh, yeah, those are hard.
But obviously, like, can't do that with his hair. So I just stick with the fade.
One of the boys that goes to school with, you know, our kids, I think he's just watched a bunch of YouTube videos, and he's doing really great haircuts. Like,
himself or for other people?
No, all the boys go up and see him. So,
because there's, like, a buzz cut thing going on right now at school.
No, he is
or
doing
mullets. There's buzz cuts and mullets.
He's doing, like, the real haircuts. So he'll make these videos. It's so great. Like, the kid that he is before, they do a before video and he's always looking like he has glasses on. He looks all nerdy and his hair's all crazy.
Are you serious?
And then he does the haircut and then the kid's like all sitting up straight. He's like, yeah.
That's hot.
Fingers, like, yeah, he's got glasses on, takes his sunglasses up. Yeah, and he does a wink, you know, he's looking all hot.
That is so good. But
he does a really good haircut. I'm like, dang.
Really?
She can come work in your salon.
Steep competition.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm like glad. I'm like, yeah, you take those kids. You do those boys and have fun.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. I'm like, yeah, gosh, go to college and cut hair in your dorm. You know, you'll have like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll have a lot of, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Several cuts. A lot of beer money.
Yeah.
Pot money. Whatever.
Whatever money extra you need.
Depends what city you live in.
Money. I love this movie we just watched.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we did just watch a movie. It was really great.
It was cute.
Okay. Courtney picked it.
I did because I love Glenn Powell.
Why do you love Glenn Powell?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I watched a movie with Owen a few years ago, and he was in a movie called Everyone's Gotta Have Some. I think that's what it's called.
And you watched that with your child?
Was
it a rom-com?
No, it's like a coming-of-age sort of. It's a rom-com coming-of-age. So anyway, Glenn Powell, I loved the character he played. I loved him. I'm like, if I was in college that age, that would be the guy I would want to be with. So I've loved him ever since. He doesn't look like the guy in that movie, in this movie, but he's good.
Is he like super buff in this movie compared to that one?
I mean, you don't really, he doesn't take his clothes off. Is he in that movie like he does in this one?
It's not true.
Yeah, there was a lot of nudity.
Yeah. There was a ton of nudity in this one, yeah.
Well, not the main characters. I mean, we saw...
Well, we saw
a side boob, maybe. I think that's the only thing we saw, side boob.
I think I saw nipple.
Nipple side boob.
Glenn Powell was completely naked, and he had his hands
up. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
His meat cleaver.
His ant eater.
I can't remember how many names.
But we didn't get a full bottom shot of him, which I was kind of disappointed.
No, we didn't see his bum, and we didn't see
Did you forget that he turned around?
Sorry.
That's right. Yeah. I totally forgot that whole scene.
Yes.
That was great.
I was just worried about the koala the whole time.
Me too. Me too. I was paying attention to the koala.
I wonder if that was because I don't think I was. I was just in waiting to see if anybody noticed what was going on.
Behind.
So anyway,
this is how worried I was that scene.
Yeah.
All I could think is, when is that koala going to lash out with
claws? Oh, I totally got that.
And scratch that guy's face off.
Oh, I think
his face was pretty close up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he could have done it. They must have done some koala training before.
Or drugs.
Yeah. So
that's true.
Anyone But You is a rom-com about Ben and Beatrice. Ben and Beatrice are meet cute, very first of the movie, and
the very opening scene.
Coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And she, I totally get this, runs in and has to go pee. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've had to go pee
that's my
somewhere.
Life now.
And it's always such a bummer when you have to get a key to go pee.
Yeah.
But this woman at the coffee shop is not going to give. She's not going to give Beatrice the key. She's like, you got to pay. And then Beatrice is like, well, I'll buy loaf
bread. There's a line like out the door.
Oh, yeah. It's a 15, 20-minute line.
She'll pee her pants before she ever gets through that line. Ben happens to see this very beautiful woman in distress and says, hey, wife.
And she happened to know a lot about pee law.
Oh, yes, she does. And he's...
I think he was more impressed by that than her good looks.
Oh, well, who wouldn't be impressed by that, honestly?
Yeah, she knew, talking. Like, all the legal aspects of
going
restroom keeping.
Yeah, yes, he was pretty impressed by that.
That's what that was obviously what it
had. It had nothing to do with her perfect breasts that they highlighted continuously throughout the show.
Yes, she did have very good breasts, I have to say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but she's young, so. So Ben kind of gets the key for her, pretending that they're together, and he's buying them both coffee. And she does have to go to the bathroom. It's not a ploy. So he holds her coat and waits for their coffees while she goes to the bathroom. Then when she's in the bathroom, she's so excited. She's talking to her sister about like this thing that just happened. And she's washing her hands and gets water all over her pants.
How did that happen?
The purse strap, her purse strap got around the handle, and so it flipped up. Oh. She was...
Oh, so that's why the water shot straight into her crotch.
Yes.
Making her look like she actually did pee her pants.
Yes, so then she spends another couple minutes trying to dry her pants, and then she comes out. Mm-hmm. And they, this is another cute part, because she's stepped on a piece of toilet paper. Yeah. she goes, hey, thanks for, you know, doing all that. And she's walking out, you're like going, oh, it's a missed moment. He doesn't ask for her number.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
And he noticed she's got toilet paper on her foot. And he goes, hey. And then she turns around and says, are you going to ask me out? And he's like, loves it. Cause he's like, oh,
that's what I wanted to do, but I was too shy.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah. And then he runs up and steps on the toilet paper before she ever knows that she had it on her
foot. And he's such a gentleman that he doesn't even bring it up. He doesn't.
No.
He just goes in stride.
Yeah.
So it didn't end up being a missed opportunity after all.
No.
Because of the toilet paper. That's why they got together, was because of the toilet paper on her
foot. Toilet paper saves everyone.
Then they have a very enjoyable afternoon and day. They talk and they walk. Then they make grilled cheese sandwiches at his place. And they end up
snuggling
all night. No sex happens. Just snuggles.
Which is the sweetest thing ever.
I think, love that.
To just stay up and talk.
Because it's more romantic to be, I think it was more romantic that they talked and snuggled than had like sex.
I totally agree.
If they had sex that night, do you think that there would have been a chance?
No, I don't. I think there wouldn't have been any mystery. Do you know what
the
I mean?
The mystery is gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there would have been just like, I don't know. I think he was more intrigued by her and she of him because they didn't have sex maybe. There was still this maybe more romantic.
Well, if they would have lingering. Had sex, I don't think they would have been able to make up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they had the misunderstanding later. If they'd had sex, then they would have been taking it too personally.
Yeah.
I mean, they took it really personally.
But... Okay, but isn't that how they put... I don't know. I'm not a one-night stand kind of girl, so I don't know what it's like. I don't know if that's the norm. To like wake up and like leave before the other person wakes up, because that's like just how it's done. I have no idea.
I have no clue.
I don't know. We're here. We're a bunch of old ladies.
Yeah. I would love to know if that's how it works.
What does that?
Yeah, I would say. I think it just comes down to like if you chatted and laughed and got along, then you wake up together, or maybe you sleep over. You know, you can even have maybe a chat and talk and stuff like that and be like, okay, well, thanks. That was a lot of fun. And then leave not fall asleep with them.
Do you leave because it could be awkward? I mean, is that maybe the reason for leaving is you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to wake up and this is going to be weird and awkward.
Maybe for a lot of people. Yeah.
I think actually it's more just, it's a lot more convenient to go home, sleep in your own bed, wake up, you know, shower at your own house.
Have your own routines.
Have your own routines and stuff like that.
You don't know this person.
Yeah, no, that was just entertainment. So like if you're having a one-night stand, I think for the one-night stand perspective of it, it's just in part of the entertainment. So it's like, okay, had so much fun dancing tonight. All right, hugs and kisses. All right, high five. Good game.
Good game.
Maybe we'll do it again later.
You got that in the hole. Just right?
It was amazing. You know, like, okay. We should do this again sometime. We should hang out.
And then you did it over and over again. It was so good. Yeah. Did so good.
You really have it used.
You really know how to use your plunger.
Yeah.
Such a good game. I want to go back 20 years just so I can say good game.
Well, okay. I've done that before. You've never done that before after you guys have never like just been like, good game, high fived.
I don't know.
You've never done that.
I don't
know. No, like with Ben now. Like with Ben now. Like, you don't ever just
say, I'm like, no, I'll be like, hey, thanks. That felt good.
Okay. Right.
Thanks, son. That was great.
Okay.
Well, yeah, there's
let me go.
Vacuum.
But if they had sex within the first 24 hours of meeting, it would have been over because you can't go back. That's what your relationship soon becomes all about. Maybe.
I don't know.
Or if you've already bought the milk or had the milk, you don't need to buy the cow.
There's some intrigue still in with, but so things fall apart when she leaves and doesn't say anything. And she realizes as she's walking down the street, she talking to her sister. She's like, oh my God, he's so perfect. He's so great. Blah, blah, blah. And her sister says, why are you leaving? She goes, I don't know. So she turns back and she goes up to like go back into his apartment.
Did she really not know? I
think Laura is right. Sometimes you're like,
she just didn't want to disturb it. Maybe you just got to go home and do your own thing.
I don't think that she was going home to do her own thing. I mean, she fell asleep there with him. I think it was too real for her.
Yeah. She got scared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, she was on a break from her, you know, fiancé. Oh, yeah.
She's like, what am I doing? What am I doing this for?
Oh, that's right. He was the hall pass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And she didn't even go to the principal's office with it.
The principal.
So she goes back. She just goes up the stairs to like say, I don't know what she's planning on, but to get back in bed or whatever. And his best friend, Pete, has come over and they're talking. And Pete's like, whoa. Did that girl stay over? You know, yeah, this looks a little serious. And he's like, oh, no, it's nothing. Would you say, like, it was.
Yeah.
She left
and he thought she wasn't into him because of that.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to save face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's like, no, was not into her. I can't remember what exactly he says, but it's not very nice. And she overhears
it. I was working hard to get her out of the house.
Yeah.
And couldn't wait till she left.
Couldn't wait. Yeah.
And she hears that piece and is like, feels bad. So
I would feel terrible if I heard
that. I would feel so bad. I'd be like, dang. Okay. Well.
But if I was him and I thought I had this crazy emotional connection with this girl
and then she just
disappears, like not even let's change phone numbers, nothing. She just.
Yeah, they never even exchange phone numbers.
No, I mean, she just up and disappears and sneaks out of my house after I trust her to even stay at my house and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, from his perspective, she just ditched him. She obviously doesn't want to ever see him again.
And he says something to her that he doesn't usually say to women, mm-hmm. which is one of Lisa's favorite lines.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He has a wrench in his, like.
Like, are you a serial killer?
Yeah, he's got it displayed on this, like, case, this big wrench. And then what he says, no matter, this is a wrench from his mother.
Right, which makes it so special.
And his mother's passed away.
Oh,
and he says that his mother gave him the wrench and says, no matter how broken something is, there is always a way to fix it. And it's a big deal to
which
him.
I think was foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was the foreshadow for the entire movie.
Good observation.
Yeah, I agree. You're right.
I picked right up on that.
You did. You knew before it was even there.
Somehow the genre romance gave it away.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Just a little.
So 6 months in the future, we're at a club, and Ben and his best friend Pete and are meeting Pete's younger sister, Hallie, new girlfriend. No.
Wait, no.
No, it's Claudia's. Pete's younger sister, Claudia's new girlfriend.
Right.
And his her new girlfriend's sister,
yeah,
who turns out to be B.
Which just seems too, in a city as big as what they portrayed they lived in, seems too fateful.
It's, it is. They are
conveniently fateful.
It is. It's not something that really ever happens, but it does.
It's a rom-com.
And they suddenly are.
It's very convenient.
Their feelings are on their sleeves, and they are they don't like each other. They're like, and they say it right immediately. What she makes a comment that lets him know that she heard what he said, and he makes a comment that says, yeah, but you basically left.
Yeah, they are still hurt 6 mm-hmm. months later
mm-hmm. yeah.
by everything that exchanged that one night.
Yeah.
In a matter of 1 minute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's daggers the rest of the night.
not just the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, nuts. I think that everyone else leaves and they're still arguing.
And then it's almost, what, a year and a half later?
Yeah. Or 2 years when
the 2 years
Claudia and
later,
Hallie get married.
When they get together.
Oh, it's a year and a half after they meet again at the club.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because it was 2 years that they'd known each other.
Yeah.
And the girls are getting married.
That much time had passed, 2 years, and neither of them had gotten with anyone else. They're still super upset.
She got back together with her and with her ex.
She did in that time?
Yes, because she called him, oh, my Sandy, you know, like, obviously, I was breaking up with this, you know, I should get back together with my ex.
Okay. But then she broke up with him again before the wedding.
Yes.
It doesn't go into that time frame of breakup, makeup. But
no.
Her parents, I think, are the puppeteers behind all of that. They're, that's what she is dealing with.
Yeah.
Is her parents trying to outline her life for her and their expectations and...
Mm-hmm. It's so hard to watch the parents in a way, those two, B and Hallie's parents, because being a parent myself, like you can see like all the intentions that they have are good intentions, but they're just doing it and they're just pushing her in a way that she doesn't want to go.
Well, and they're really tearing her down.
I didn't see them do that at all with Hallie, the sister.
No.
Only with B.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, they want her to go to law school.
Yeah.
They, like, want her to... they want her to go to law school. They want her to get married to this long time.
My son just walked in the room. My 20-year-old.
He's cute. He just does a cute little wave. Yeah, I like it.
It's cute. He's cute.
He's so cute.
He's always cute. He's really a sweet.
He is very quiet. Anyway.
He's like, I didn't know I was just walking.
He's
in
like,
on this.
What's happening? We've got three ladies on
I love
pillows
that
sitting in a little
around
a little microphone.
It's a little.
How sweet is he? They motion him up to say hi to you.
I love him.
He's definitely.
He got his free pizza tonight with his. I love that.
He had free pizza tonight because of Corbin.
Because he is a sweet talker and
he
cool
is.
Dude.
He is.
Oh, I love him.
He's genuinely nice.
But so I think B's parents, they just have dreams of her being a lawyer and marrying this young man that they've known since he was 11 years old.
No, was the mom a lawyer? I kind of thought that because of some of the, like, for 30 seconds, they had a little bit of, like, discussion about tort law and what a great class that was. And so I gathered that the mom was a lawyer.
Mm.
but I wasn't sure. Like, they didn't make it super clear.
Yeah, I didn't get that too much. Did you get that?
I got the same vibe that she did, but mm-hmm. it was never played out.
Yeah, I didn't understand a lot about the parents.
Everybody in this movie just had a crazy ton of money, but yet they were normal people, but they had a crazy ton of money.
I didn't understand, and I have no clue
how what anyone did for a living.
None of them. It didn't make it clear about what anybody was doing. They just all seemed like they were super chill and happy people.
Like, yeah, with a lot of money.
Did you even understand what Ben did? He did some corporate thing.
No, not once. The only thing that it alluded to was at some point he had like some computer screens and it looked like there were some sound waves.
CJ, like, sound waves.
Well, I thought it looked like stocks or something like that because he said he was like goldsmith or Golden Sachs or something.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is corporate sort of, to me, banking.
See, and here I thought he was pirating stuff.
Oh, that's so funny. I was telling you.
No, I did. Because you know, they're like, she goes, what, are you on crack or something? He's like, no, but maybe once when I was at a wedding for Golden Sachs, business something, whatever.
His friend made it seem like whatever he was doing was semi-shady and illegal.
Mm. I think his friend was a DJ.
Is that what it was?
His friend was a DJ. I feel like he was in
the stock market or banking or something like that.
I thought the music industry, too.
It's a mystery.
But then they started treating him like he was corporate. So it was weird. He was Chandler.
Yeah. And then, but B, like, she's in school, but when she's not in school, what is she doing?
She's just not wanting to be in school and being
so, and her parents just pay for everything.
I guess. And she has, you know, and everyone can just fly to Australia,
halfway across the world,
yeah,
for a destination wedding, which is totally normal.
Oh yeah.
Everyone does this.
Yeah, you just go stay in this amazing house on the beach.
It's not just on a beach. There was a beach on this side and a beach on that side.
They had a full-on, what is it called? Like a
panoramic beach.
A long beach?
They had the whole peninsula.
They had a long beach.
And they would light off fireworks at we're getting together and having drinks tonight.
Yeah,
Welcome, everyone.
Yeah.
And lobsters at every meal.
Yeah, lobsters and...
And they went on a yacht for the evening, you know, just for fun. Just for fun.
It wasn't like it was like a rehearsal dinner. It was just to like, oh, now we're doing this.
Exactly.
The whole movie was like, money does grow on trees.
I watched that.
I felt like down under show,
you know, the crew on the cruise boats.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like going out for an evening on one of those is like
expensive.
This was like a triple decker yacht. Wasn't it?
You're talking like,
and it was only the family.
Like
there was not like other people on that boat.
Right. Yeah.
It was bigger than a yacht. Mm-hmm.
It was a yacht.
It was bigger than a yacht.
It was a cruise ship.
So they have a beach on both sides. They're surrounded by beach.
Yeah.
And then they have a swimming pool.
And then they have. I can't get over. They have private rooms. Plus, I can't get over like the six Broncos or old vintage Land Cruisers.
Yeah. That are in perfect condition.
They're in great condition. They're in mint condition and they're all about the same. Who buys, like, they're like, I think I want, five of these. I think they're really great just so people can drive around.
Because you have no idea. Oh, and the other thing is you have no idea what their life is like in the United States. Because that's where they're all from. But
the kids were raised in Australia.
The wife that she was married.
Her brother, who's the DJ, who was the best friend.
I got the sense that they were raised in America. And then the parents moved back to Australia.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because that's how they were, that's how they know Ben.
Yeah, okay.
And how Ben was connected because they grew up together. So.
So Ben's from Australia?
No. So.
So confusing. I want to know.
Pete.
I need an outline.
Pete and Claudia Okay, so we've just...
Pete and Claudia are half siblings.
Yes.
We think.
Yes, we think they're half siblings. We think that the father remarried... So the father... No, wait. The mother is Pete's mother. No, wait.
It doesn't matter, though. Does it really?
Oh, yeah, because it was his half-father. Pete married... Pete's father married Claudia... Oh, fuck.
So they're now step-siblings.
They're half-siblings. So, yes. Yeah, the mom was married before.
You're right. It really doesn't matter, but yeah, that's like we're trying to piece this all together.
We are, because not a lot made sense.
Pete and Claudia's parents are now in Australia, and this is their house. They're hosting this, like, not the wedding at, but they're hosting all this whole family and friends that are part of the wedding party. And they're the ones who seem to have like a lot of money, but like, Bea's and, Hallie's parents seem to have enough money too.
Yeah. But I think there's some, you know, weird discrepancies because I think they're trying to keep those people real. But like, it is so extreme with how much money they're spending on everything. On the wedding day itself, the two girls have to go and pick up the wedding cake. You know, it wasn't delivered and set up. And, you know, the caterers know. It's like, well, we spend $15,000 on
a wedding cake, but it can't be delivered.
Well, yeah, and going out on a cruise. But oh, by the way, could you please go pick up my cake for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
if you've got $15,000. They spent all their money on the yacht.
Yeah,
they couldn't
or
have
just
the cake.
A random night dinner.
There was no money left.
Yes. No.
Which brings me to why does everyone feel like they need to have a destination wedding? Not everyone, but I just feel like that there's pressure for that. It's weird.
There could be, but in some ways, I think it's an out to actually having a huge wedding.
Yes.
Oh. Like you can say like, okay, we do not want a huge wedding and we want to like take the money and go get married somewhere really nice. And if anybody wants to come, they can come.
But we don't expect you to.
Yeah.
We're doing our honeymoon and wedding in one.
Yeah.
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 With the people that we love.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you can afford it and come, great. If not. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that also makes a lot more sense. Usually destination weddings make more sense for super rich young people or for second marriages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would love it. This is on the record. If my kids want to get married and have me give them like $20,000 just to put down for a house payment or cars and we'll throw a backyard barbecue, mm-hmm. I'm down with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Please get me out of that other mumbo jumbo bullshit.
So my thought process,
I might be like, here's 5,000. Yeah.
My thought process,
if you're lucky. Yeah.
My thought process
was,
you have
boys.
Yeah.
Well, I think
I don't know if it's more expensive to marry a son than it is a daughter. It feels like daughters have more of the expense for weddings.
That is,
I don't know. I haven't looked into it yet.
I think that's the traditional way. Yeah. I think now it can be anything. Like one of my clients, her daughter's now husband's parents wanted to have control of it all and pay for everything.
You can pay for it.
And my client was like, go ahead.
Right.
I'm stepping way back from this stuff because it was insane. Like the whole, like they spent,
I want to find those people,
thousands of dollars. They spent thousands and thousands of dollars on this huge wedding. Yeah. And my client was like, I don't want to be. I mean, she really was like, I don't really. I'm stepping way back.
Yeah.
And even her daughter was like,
"So
sorry, mom. I this is crazy."
So you know that Bob and I, we got married in a parking lot with a guy who had Birkenstocks and socks on.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
But because he was on call, so he couldn't get off work and stuff like that. So we had no time to get any days off of work. And with his work schedule, we have to plan a year out. We're like, well, okay, to take a day off in a year from now to get married.
But a wedding, like marriage, is a tax document. That's what we're doing with this. Like it doesn't have to be a big pretend to be a princess for a day situation.
Oh, I feel like weddings have gotten worse in that respect. That,
yeah,
like
the you think worse?
Really? Yeah. I mean, I do.
I mean, I showed up for my wedding. I was like, I don't have time to plan. Wow. I don't have, and it was more important to my mom, I think, than it was to me to have like whole wedding situation. So I'm just like, I'll go try on a dress, first one that fit, which they all did. I think I tried on two and I'm like, done. And that, now I need to get back to life. Because
I went to Vegas for my first wedding.
Yeah, I don't have time for this. I just showed up. Well, I don't even think I painted my nails.
I sometimes wonder now if like Pinterest and Instagram, if it is more of a show. Probably it becomes more of a
different now, huh?
Like young people are like, I have this dream and I want it to be.
I was in a sorority
and I need to outdo everyone else.
And I was maid of honor in a lot of weddings and in a lot of weddings and they were insane.
Or they were a big deal. See,
I feel like they've even gotten worse.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just, I don't know. I
because it's all about what, like, media, right? It's all about what you put out there. So it's like, people are seeing other girls getting married and having these big things, and that they want the same thing. Or it's always I want to do that, or I want to do better.
I don't know. I loved, Bob and I hiked into our waterfall the next morning, and we wrote vows, and we shared, and it was absolutely perfect.
Well, right, that's what
and his grandmother's picked.
But you know, that's what experience to know what matters in life.
Yeah,
but I think that's what's important. It's not all of the. I mean, a wedding is one day. I mean, to spend that much money and that much time on one day is ridiculous.
You know, I know somebody that went
in the grand scheme.
Bob went back to work and it was hilarious because they're all like, what? You got married and we didn't get invited to the wedding? He's like, well, there was only, you know, Val and me, the guy in the sandals with socks on, his wife and their son who was asleep in the back of the car that he like knocked on the glass and he waved at us so he could sign as the other witness. Oh. And everyone in his work was just like, what? You did what? Yeah. And so it was so cute. Bob and I are just like, see, high five. That's when another one of those things, after good sex, high five. Good game. Can we do that again?
I do high five.
Well, I think a wedding like that, or even if you're, you know, our kids want to get married. I've been talking to the boys, and I mean, it doesn't matter really what they want. Sometimes it's like their wives, like, or their girlfriends, but like, you don't really have to spend a ton of money on a wedding to have a really amazing day. It doesn't have to be super expensive.
It's more about who you love.
Yeah. And just having a good time. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. It really doesn't.
No. And I think really all you're trying to get out of your wedding day is one good picture of you with your partner.
But do you think that this movie was trying to depict what a normal wedding was?
They actually didn't do much of them.
Okay. This is one thing I loved is that it wasn't what you would think of as a normal, I wouldn't even say a normal couple. I'm loving that we are seeing same sex, different cultures getting married and having a really wonderful love romance. Mm-hmm. I love that about this couple.
Biracial,
they were the cutest couple.
Same gender.
Yeah. Oh, they were adorable.
They were I just love them together. They were so great.
They were so sweet.
They were adorable. And you could just totally see how they brought out the best in each other.
And, I mean, okay, so the entire wedding, everyone was conspiring to get those two people, Ben and Bea,
yes,
who hated each other, to get along so they didn't ruin the wedding.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of the whole plot of the movie. And they were doing it obnoxiously, so obnoxious. Every single person that was in on it was super obnoxious about it, but the brides were not.
Yes.
Like, they were the two that I thought were genuine, but they were still in on it.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Every time they were like conspiring, I'm like, oh my gosh, wow, they legit mean that. But they were just so in tune with each other, I think, that
you're right. That's what I loved. that's what you love about them is they really have this connection that's so cute.
And they're really playful.
Yeah, and they're like best friends as well as lovers, which is really
like the
wonderful.
Best combination. Mm-hmm. They were sweet.
I really love the fact, though, that sometimes in these rom-coms, you can have the couple that's not getting married, you know, the secondary romance, which is the one we're following, take main stage over the wedding. And this one was at risk of doing that, but I really loved how one of the brides said, you can go on a walk, you know, you could go on a walk. And then the other one said, oh, we'll go with you. She's like, no, we're staying here. It's our wedding day. We're going to enjoy our wedding and we're going to focus on us because that's what this is actually about.
Right.
You know, we love you. If you need to take a minute, take a minute. We support that. We love you.
Yeah.
We're going to enjoy our wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and there's like a couple of things happening here too. There's the, that they decide to just to get everybody off their, you know, back and stop making these crazy scenes about getting Ben and Bea together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They also have past partners at this house staying for the weekend.
And
so
Ben's parents set that up. And
so
the one girl was a cousin of the bride, of one of the brides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ben's previous romance was a cousin that he met one summer when she came to visit, I think,
his friend
and their family. And Bea's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, they'd been dating and known each other since they were 11 years old. And she said the reason why she couldn't make a relationship work with him is that he was too nice and they got along too well and never had arguments.
Yeah.
It was.
Which I think is a legit thing.
Well, it's like almost like a brother or, I mean, it seems to me like that's more like, you argue with brothers, but it's more. Like,
there is blood drawn to siblings. Like, I don't think they ever drew blood.
So maybe like, it's not like a brother, but
just like you have to have, like, if you don't fight, sometimes it just feels like the other person doesn't even care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to know
that there's a healthy amount of fighting.
And not necessarily, you don't even have to phrase this fighting, but if you never express a negative feeling, thought or anything, well, that's not very genuine.
It just feels like the other person might not be invested at all.
Yeah. Or they're not able to express dislikes, because that's the one that you're like, okay, well, I shouldn't have to be a mind reader to know what you want when you want. I mean, granted, I'm always going to try to be nice and I'm always going to try to look out for you because I love the Dickens out of you.
No.
But I'm not perfect and I don't want to be expected to be responsible for making, you know, I'm not responsible for your happiness. Yeah. You need to let me know, hey, you know, I was feeling this way or you said something and I just wanted to understand better what your intentions were with that. It doesn't even need to be fighting. It's just sort of like, hey, I'm still anxious about this. Can we come up with a better goal on how we want to approach it?
I just think that, everything seems perfect, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, not that you want to be arguing with another person all the time in a relationship, but you kind of want to be able to, like, have disagreements in a way. Like, you know, you kind of want to be able to say, well, you feel this way, I feel this way. I mean, you can't always feel the same way about the same things all the time and have the same ideas about everything and always want to do the same thing. That's like kind of, I don't know. I mean,
feels like the other person maybe is always conceding.
Yeah.
To something.
And then it's like either you're an asshole and you love that and you're like, woo, narcissistic though. This is amazing. It's all about me. Cause I always knew it was about me.
I guess that could work for some.
Yeah, it could totally work for some people. Or you're the other way and you start going, Hey, I keep, you know, like wondering what, you know, you don't ever tell me what you don't like. So what's going on here? You know,
yeah.
Am I, are you, Are you ever going to, are we, am I going to be like that person who were together for 30 years and I find out that there's 30,000 things that I've done that just piss you off and now you're just walking out the door now. And I'm like, but you never said anything.
So there's a healthy amount of altercations in any relationship.
Yeah. And I think it just comes down to how you communicate.
And how you deal with that really matters. And if you don't experience that a little bit before you like officially are in a relationship, like in legal terms, married. Why don't I just say it before you're married? Like you should like, or at least go to marriage counseling to figure that out. Like, you know, they never would have worked.
No. Anyway, and it's not Josh. That she is, Ben is, that not that they argue all the time either, that like, that's like the thing is, I don't think that's good in relationship either, where it's just absolutely. Like they're arguing all the time. Mm-hmm. I think that he stimulated her in a way that maybe,
challenged.
That her boyfriend Jonathan never did.
Right.
So now here's a question for you. Like Jonathan is basically just called, we don't get character development from him, but he's just basically called the perfect guy. Mm-hmm. You know, like the family loves him. He's just so nice. He's just the perfect. Mm-hmm. He doesn't argue, blah, 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 blah. How do we feel that?
And he has his shit together.
And he does have his shit together. How do we feel Ben's character is portrayed?
That's just the thing. The reason that I have a hard time with these characters is there's not a lot of backstory.
No.
There's not a lot of like,
understanding
his wound that he's dealing with, maybe the death of his mother.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's as deep as it got, but we don't really know that.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't really even know what hers is.
Yeah, no, she's just super wishy-washy.
Yeah, they just had a moment where they had a miscommunication and their world was over. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the movie was based on.
Yeah.
It's hard to feel invested in these people.
Yeah. It really was, because we didn't even understand why they were so hurt over what they had experienced. I mean, so we're just told their connection was so intense that first night that when they got even the hintest bit of, well, okay, it was more than a hint, you know, but when they got, you know, bad news about it. And basically they just, you know, oh, my feelings, they don't feel the same way I do. Their egos got hurt. Then, you know, they were just crazy.
I just think that the fact that they chose beautiful people to fall in love was enough to make us root for them.
Oh yeah.
And, I struggled with that. I was I don't really care about these people one way or another.
No, at the end of the day, you kind of don't. I really like them together. I mean, you do during the movie. You're like, I like them together.
Because
like
they challenged each other.
Yeah.
That was cute.
But you're right. And at the end, do we care?
We really don't care.
Truly don't care. No. And I really don't care whether they stay together for a month or a day or another year.
It's not a movie
where these people.
And maybe rom-coms are not that way where you would shed a tear for them not making it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you would, if these two didn't get together in the end, you would be like, oh.
I mean, I would be sad if I didn't get to see like Ben more, like,
I really enjoyed
with
that
spiders down his pants or whatever it was that was happening.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be the whole sad part.
I loved him naked or pretty much naked.
Yeah, that was.
Can we talk about the ant hill or
whatever? Oh my gosh,
what is the ant eater?
It was the ant eater,
the cunt gobbler,
the meat masher, I can't remember all the terms.
Oh,
that's very.
We see a
I was like, what is he talking about? The whole time. I didn't understand until they actually had to like zoom in and him showing like
the anteater
holding himself. With just a little bit of a tip, and I'm pretty sure he wasn't circumcised.
I don't think so.
I didn't even look.
It was circumcised.
pretty sure.
He's Australian, so maybe that's not.
I have no idea what the norm is.
I didn't even look that close.
I was paying attention.
I was like, whoa, did that just happen?
It doesn't happen in movies often enough.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, but that's because I think everyone's like, you know, okay.
It was very unexpected.
It was, dick pics, but
like,
I liked
you expect
it.
To have a
I have to say.
It's because you don't expect for a dick flick.
A dick flick. Chick-fil-A. Can I get a secret sauce?
And here I am with my underage daughter. And
oh,
I'm
my
like
goodness.
Looking at Livia, and she's just like,
oh my god,
giggling. And I'm like, well,
oh,
now you know.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, if you just here you go.
I remember seeing Katy Perry and, you know, with Avery in the car, like la la la, and your daughter Livia in the car and stuff, like la,
oh my
la,
gosh,
la. And or at five,
at
and
five,
then,
Livia for her birthday party. At the skating rink, they let me choose, like they let her choose a song to roller skate to. Still love Rihanna. Always have, always will. Olivia's song was the S&M song.
S&M.
S&M. What does she say? Something about whips and chains will never break me.
Like
anyway, so Olivia goes to the DJ and she tells
Sex in the Air. I don't care.
I like the smell of it.
I like the smell of it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but
chains
and whips excite
me. Na 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 na. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So she goes to the DJ and she's like, that's what I want for my song. And I'm like, oh, sweetheart, let's try Only Girl in the World instead. Like, let's do that one. I don't want like
did you change
a
your
room
mind?
Full of 5-year-olds.
Yes. Oh, no, that's okay. Because it was the same 5-year-olds that we were hanging out with. And then there was the Katy Perry, Menage in the park.
Oh.
And then I got asked that question by a 5-year-old, and I'm like, we're not going to play the radio in the car anymore.
Oh my
they're
gosh.
Just playing. It's just three people playing in the park together.
Yes.
Should we have a menage a trois? Yeah. Okay.
can
we
go
have a menage
a
trois?
Menage
a trois? Yeah. We'll just go to the school for a menage a trois.
So yes, that was... there was a lot of exciting scenes in this movie overall. I don't want to give away the ending. Because it's a romance, we kind of know how it ends.
But you got to see
it.
But it
is an interesting twist how they get there.
Yeah, and it was still cute.
It was adorable. And he had his sweet little I love you line.
Mm-hmm.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to watch.
And
do we want to rate it?
Yeah. I mean, do we, first off, I'm going to ask a question. Now.
Okay.
Do you think that this couple would actually in the real world hook up?
Hook up, yes.
I mean,
but
have a
together?
Long-term
no.
relationship.
Or just the circumstances were so
contrived.
Contrived and a long shot.
Yeah.
It's a long shot that they would have actually known people that got married and they're actually ended up at a wedding.
And
only met twice, even though the most important people in their lives were best friends. Like that just,
exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was way too contrived. So hell no would this ever in a million jillion years ever happen. Like
sense.
The plot was they didn't work very hard at that.
Well, I mean, the rom-coms are a lot kind of like that. It's like
is that how they are? Okay.
I mean, it's what I feel like it is. It's a fantasy because it's what would be really amazing if it happened.
Oh, okay.
You're like, you know, if you're just sitting there laying around going, what would be a really great way to meet somebody? You
all
know,
of
what,
a sudden,
what would be
a perfect
so romantic?
Man drops out of the sky.
I haven't had
yeah.
that.
It just works.
Yeah, and I have to go pee and
wait,
I go to the bathroom
it.
And then I have to go to the bathroom and then this guy comes, you know, saves the day, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, those things are rare, but maybe not. Maybe we're going to start getting letters and people who their perfect romances and how they've met. I'd love to read and hear stories about your perfect romances. I mean, maybe this is legit. Maybe people do meet these ways and we're just
Hicks from North Idaho.
Yeah.
I don't know, but interesting to think that that could happen. I just don't think it would
happen. I mean, I guess in some senses though, because I'm like thinking about my relationship with my husband and everything that had to happen for us to actually have met. It was seriously, he always says that we're a Hallmark and that we're a Hallmark story.
Sure are, baby. Sure
are. And so I mean, the odds of things happening, but I kind of was thinking more along the lines of this female character was so undefined and she had no clue of who she was at all either. That I just kind of felt like she wasn't in a place where she was ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of just thinking about like movies, and this is really old, but let's just take Gone with the Wind, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a meet cute. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a meet cute. Mm-hmm. They have, but you get a sense of their histories, who they were, why they're where they're at. They have a long, it's like a long, like, relationship in and out of it, their relationship. And
yeah. But this Gone with the Wind was 1,000 pages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a 3.5-hour movie.
Would that be another 2-hour book?
Oh, my God.
2-hour listen book.
It's true.
That would have been, to read that book, it would have been like a 35 hours.
But the movie was, it was over it was, 2 hours, right?
It was like 2 hours. I think. Yeah. I'd have to look it up. I don't know. The only part is,
Franklin Medina?
I don't give a damn. That's all I remember about the whole movie because I was so young and I was like, oh, he just sat down. Oh.
Well, what's another
hungry again.
Like, what is another romance you guys can think of that would be like another movie that really made you feel and feel for the characters and you really, really felt like they needed to be together. I mean, I'm trying to think of a movie.
Well, The Notebook.
I feel like, don't get me started. I think that more contemporary films, and this is, I guess, as contemporary as it gets because it came out, like, what, 2 months ago? But, like, I just feel like there's a good variety now, like, where you're, you get to really know the characters, and we miss that. I think that's when you care about people, and we didn't get that.
You know, even
it's hard to care about people you don't know.
Even like Sleepless in Seattle, where the characters don't even meet until the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because you get to know them throughout the movie in that regards, and you learn the little quirks, and it's really cute because you can see how, they had that moment that they didn't understand. But then as you watch them independently, you realize, they would be so cute together. Mm-hmm. And then it's neat to see them, you know, just have that self-awareness and kind of that magical moment. So I guess I'm not all down on the magical moment,
Yeah. But you knew like going into it, what they wanted.
Oh yes. Absolutely.
You didn't know what these characters wanted.
No.
At all. And you still at the end still didn't understand that.
No.
So that's why I'm really struggling with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I agree.
I think,
Even You've Got Mail was, a good, I mean, they both had passions, both related around books, but they, if I remember correctly, because they were both passionate about books, that they had a bond that way. And
yeah. And they talked for a long time with email messages before they ever met each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That definitely I believe in romances like that.
But, you know, there was like some good kind of fairly deep little sentences.
Yeah, there were some really neat sentences.
Pete says, "I don't see faces. I just see souls."
Okay, Pete was deep.
He was deep.
He was like one of the deep on marijuana.
Yes.
Which I think helped.
Talking to the koalas.
Yeah. But he was deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see, what was another one? Was it, oh my God. I wrote this down in the dark.
Oh, that's right.
It said, "Oh my God, you are hot girl. Oh my God, you're a hot girl fit.
Hot girl fit." Oh, that was so funny.
That was probably the funniest line in the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Bea and Ben have to swim out to this boat, and he's not a very good swimmer. And she says, "Why are you
so short of breath?
Yeah, why can't you swim?" And he basically says,
I don't do cardio.
No, I just lift weights or something. I mean, they allude to just lifting weights. And she says, "Oh my God, are you hot girl fit?" Which means he just works out to have a good body.
For women.
Not for his cardio.
It's very effective for him.
Yes, I feel like he's very succeeding. And in all fairness to him, he didn't have an ounce of fat on his body. Do you know how hard it is for people who are solid rock to swim? I mean, he didn't have her beautiful boobies. I know. Like,
those flotation
devices. He did not have the flotation devices.
The buoyancy effect.
The buoyancy effect. I mean, and did she offer to share that? No. No, she did not.
She could have.
Quick, grab Tanisha's anti-buttocks. I mean, she had him grabbing her ass in a very uncomfortable, awkward way. The boobs would have been way more effective and saved a life.
I agree.
Well, she did a pretty good job that first time. Yeah, she did a pretty good job of hauling him to the boat that first time.
Yes, she did.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so what else are we rating this movie on?
Okay, so rating system. How realistic is it?
So I feel like
my take on it was I gave it a 1, not going to happen. Like, they're not going to get together. I didn't think anything was realistic about this. I don't know how you guys feel on our little
scale. I felt it was unrealistic.
Maybe
it too, because they both were beautiful.
I'm going to say 2, not very likely.
Not very likely? They were simply attracted by
they were both rich and attractive, and they had good banter.
Yeah, and like really, it takes a big person to get out of themselves to, you know, even in a coffee shop, for Ben to really be like, for somebody to really say, you know, get out of their little box.
Yeah.
To really go out of their way to help somebody else.
Yeah, he made that opportunity.
Yeah.
He did, because she was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
If she didn't look the way she did, probably wouldn't have ever happened.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm leaving it at a 1. Not going to happen. How long will they last? Relationship sustainability. 1 day, 3 months, 2 years, 7 years, 25 to life.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say I think they're 25 to life.
I'm giving them 3 months.
I'm with 3 months.
I just think that they have nothing that really glues them together.
Yeah, and they're probably kind of superficial people, but I think that they're going to stay together because, you know, the closeness of the whole pack.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, they're going to be kind of in, and they'll just sort of go in the flow of life together.
They both decided to do it. So she already got to reject the one guy that she could have gotten the flow in life. So now she feels like she has autonomy in that regard. So she's ready to say, okay, well, I can go with this one because I've already rejected one. So now that proved that I make my own choices.
Yeah. And I don't think that if they had that, now, I think if they didn't have all those family connections, it would maybe be 7 years or less. But I think because they have those family ties.
I'll give them ties. 2 years because of the family ties and that, no more.
Yeah, I think 3 months is realistic, but I think 2 years is the family ties. 2 years
only because her parents don't know when to quit.
I
don't think it's because of them.
I'm going to give them 25 to life.
That's awesome.
I think that they're in it.
And they had some cute moments, like where she, you know, where she sang his, you know, song.
Yeah.
And written. So.
That was cute. Only because I love that song.
Me too.
We made a slideshow for Avery's birthday with that song. Oh, no, Kyle's birthday.
What a focus.
They were toddlers. I wasn't sleeping. And it's like, look at her pictures in his show. I can't remember.
That's adorable. Hot and heavy. How spicy was this movie?
I would say it's a cayenne.
I would say, I don't know. I mean, it showed just about every body part.
Yeah. I mean, there was that one sex scene at the end-ish between Ben and B. Yeah, but there was only one.
Real. Yeah, there wasn't really that much sex. There was nudity, but no sex.
And I would say there wasn't even a lot of
sexual
that...
tension.
No. Uh-huh.
There was zero sexual tension. Yeah. It was just like, all of a sudden, they were like, oh, I guess with this, we aren't pretending, are we? Well, then let's get it on. Like, it was...
this could be real.
Yeah. And then they still... tried to screw it up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just didn't build for me at all.
I don't either.
I'm giving it a jalapeno effect.
I'm going to give it a cayenne because I thought the one sex scene was good.
I thought the sex scene was good. I think it depends on what we were talking. Like if we're talking around, okay, would I just feel comfortable having that on? There was a lot of nudity.
Well, look, we watched it with Liv. So, I mean, yeah, it was not that.
She's 18.
But what I'm saying is I wasn't uncomfortable watching it with Liv.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it wasn't that spicy.
It wasn't that spicy.
No, it wasn't spicy. There was just a lot of naked.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I couldn't stop making fun of the 5 second pause before they could decide to kiss each other. And they tried to
that
play
really,
it up.
That really,
I thought it was ridiculous.
That really bothered you. Come on and just kiss. Just do it.
But it was like, you know, they're going to kiss.
Well, that was supposed to be sexual tension.
That was all the sexual tension there was. And it was like,
but because it was the only sexual tension ever presented,
it felt way too.
Oh, and all of a sudden active. You have sexual tension. Yeah.
Yeah. Their producer made them do it. Pause. Okay, now move 2 inches closer. Okay, pause. I don't know. I
you want
there.
To? No. Just hold back.
Hold
you
that.
Want to, no.
Okay.
Hold it. Hold
okay.
it
down at the
now
list.
Now she's going to go for it.
Yes. Yeah. That's our rating system.
Yeah. So.
I didn't add up the numbers, but collectively, I'm giving it 2.5. I know it got 4.9 or whatever, but I'm giving it 2.5. I'm such a butthead.
Why? It's fine for you to have your
That's
opinion.
That's just mine.
Yeah, it was cute. I'm glad we watched it. It was fun. It was cute. It was light. It was flirtatious.
Yeah.
I mean, there's pretty people doing fun things and it's
pretty places.
Yeah, with lots of money, and that's always kind of entertaining, you know, living unrealistic lives and
totally unrealistic.
Yeah. So I mean that's kind of it was good for escapism in that regard.
Absolutely. That's what I'd say for that.
I'm glad we watched it.
Yeah, I'd say go see it. It's fun.
Go see it.
Yeah, it's fun. Don't have expectations.
It's not an Academy Award winner. It's not, you know.
Yeah, but there's beautiful people, and you don't feel weird watching beautiful people.
And you'll forget about it And you'll watch another great movie and forget about it. You know?
Exactly. This is one that's forgettable.
It will come on TV years from now. You're like, oh, yeah, this is fun. And you'll watch it again and enjoy it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
But it's not memorable.
Exactly.
Like, you know, Sleepless in Seattle, like we were saying, which is so many's ultimate favorite.
Yeah.
Or even
How Does a Guy in 10 Days?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Which was super cute. So cute. And they built that up. The whole time, like even though this was, I would say, similar to that.
You know, it really is
in the plot, but they built it differently, so it felt more memorable in that way. But
well, you cared about the characters more; they had more personality,
and you knew where they were coming from.
Yeah,
and you didn't get that, and so it was hard for me.
It felt like these two people were just thrown into this
two beautiful people
situation.
Yeah, beautiful people.
Shocking! They fell in love.
And it is enjoyable to watch because you know everyone played their parts appropriately. You know, the acting was good for a rom com. You know, like there was no. Except for when they were pretending to be acting and it was bad. And that was really cute.
But it was cute because they knew what they were doing.
But they knew what they were doing. So there's a lot of sweetness in this. And there's cuteness. And there's some, you know, the couple does have a couple of cute moments where you're like, oh, she gets him and stuff. But I think it's just in a very superficial, I love you even though I don't know you because I don't even know myself sort of way.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our movie night.
I would recommend it for entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
That's my conclusion. And if you want to see beautiful people and
addicted.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious. An at here.
It's got all the good.
If you want to see a tiny bit of an at eater really quick.
Yes.
Potentially uncircumcised.
Potentially.
We don't really know.
There are some boobs too.
Like there's full frontal boobs and then
one shot quick. Mm-hmm. It's quick too.
At the beginning, they lead with that when she just bounces up off the dirt and her with no shirt.
So there's something for everyone. There's naked for everyone.
Yeah, there's naked for everyone. Although I just
of naked.
It's kind of funny how much naked, how much like oh, I'm going to take my dress off and beat the fire down with that instead of using the tablecloth that's, you know, over here, you know.
That's literally right next to it.
Yeah. Or I'm going to, you know, like, oh.
Again,
I just threw all my clothes outside. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to take all my clothes off because this huge spider that I didn't even know was crawling up my ass.
Yes, exactly.
That she happened to pull out
perfectly. Oh, just perfectly on her hand. This huge does not smash
Yeah,
at all.
And it didn't. And it didn't bite her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Even she barely screamed. I would have flipped out.
Oh, yeah. I would have flipped out more than he did. Because she had it on her hand.
And then she was just all chill about it. She's like, I wonder if there's any more.
Oh, do I have some on me? Oh, let's look down my shirt. Let's look down my butt. No, I'm good.
Meanwhile, he's naked.
I mean, who can stay that calm?
But it was nice to see him naked.
It really was. I would bring spiders to that show.
No tan lines. No. I don't know if you noticed. I was looking for those too.
Oh.
She had some tan lines. Well, not so much tan lines, but you could tell that she had gotten burnt at some point on set.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
He didn't.
No. He was
perfectly spray tanned or whatever they did. I don't know.
They made those abs look much better than they really are.
Spartan abs.
Yeah, they did those
they
abs just a little darker. Yes.
Do you know, I think I'm going to do that this coming summer. I'm going to eat Cheetos and have a hot girl summer with sprayed on abs.
Why not? I'll even eat the Cheetos and draw them on for
you. Oh, that would be so hot. And then you know what? Bob can just enjoy the Cheeto dust.
Oh, that is so good. That's my favorite part of eating Cheetos is when you get to lick your fingers. Afterwards,
you know, it is kind of true. Sharing, I guess you should probably not share a bag of Cheetos with someone because, like, who cannot, like, go, oh, I'm going to dip in there. And then you put
it. You're double dipping your fingers.
You totally are. So, I mean,
post-COVID, we shouldn't be doing this anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a
fun. Everyone gets their small bag.
That's true.
You don't can't share one.
It's true. Yeah.
All right, ladies.
All right.
Well, sounds good.
I love this.
Love you.
XOXO.
Love Monday. Monday movies.
Good night.
Good night.